Welcome to the Camp Champ episode of On the Potty.
It's the potty for Camp Champs.
Yeah, be a Camp Champ is our message for you tonight.
That's it.
Be a champ.
Be camp.
Okay, no, be a Camp Champ. Welcome to On the Potty. I'm Dave Myers.
I'm Dan Gunnan.
And you're on the potty. And this is coming to you live from almost the F3 freeway.
We're on the Pacific Highway right now.
Yeah, we're at Barara.
Which is nowhere near the Pacific Ocean.
It's nowhere near the Pacific Ocean. It's a good 40 kilometres.
That's right.
From the Pacific Ocean. But this is a big episode for us, Dan.
Yeah, it is.
Because we've got boxes in the back of the car.
That's
and
right.
There's a spider.
And they're fighting.
They're fighting.
Boxes. Yeah,
now, this is Be a Camp Champ, and we're going to say a lot of times during this episode, it's to be a camp champ.
That's it.
Basically, the way you be a camp champ is how?
You're a camp champ because you come on camp.
And that makes you a?
Champ.
Be a camp champ.
You can be a scamp camp champ.
Or a camp camp champ.
That's right.
That's a difficult one. So that's 17 times fast.
Next weekend, we're having two youth group camps, Jacamp and Scamp. Jacamp is at?
Yamina.
Scamp is at
Freeman's
Fraser Park.
Freeman's Camping Ground.
Oh, right.
Munmorah.
Oh, right. They've both changed location.
No, nah, same location. You just go by a different name.
Camp normally at Putty Beach?
The senior one's the same one. It's been at Patonga for 3 years, and Putty Beach the year before that.
What about Grown Patonga?
No, there's no room. There you go. But if you haven't signed up, we really need to find out, so you probably won't listen to this on Monday night, but you may listen to it on Tuesday. Get your rego form in as soon as possible. You can download it from where, Dan?
www.cccyouth.com.
Be a camp champ.
That's
and
right.
Come to camp. The camps will be great. The camps will be good to just kick back and relax. Farewell our year 9s and year 12s from the two groups.
Yep.
And one of the great things we get to do is think a little bit about how we talk to our friends about Jesus. Particularly as we get closer to Summerfest. And how you can... Yeah. Why would anyone want to talk to their friend about Jesus?
The reason why you want to talk to your friend about Jesus is because Jesus is the best thing. That's it.
Better than all the rest.
It's like, you spend so much of your time talking to your friends about so much...
Crap. I don't know if I've said that word on this podcast.
I was about to say it, but I thought, I don't know if you said that.
Yeah.
And yet, Jesus is the best thing. A guy at our school today was writing devotions. He's a fantastic guy called Dudley Ford.
Ah, Dudley.
And he started the whole devotion by just standing up in front and he said, Jesus Christ is magnificent. And then we're going to spend the rest of the week looking at, like, fleshing that out. But it's true. Jesus is magnificent. When you think about what he's done for you, you think about who he is, who God exalted him to be. You think about all of that. You think about our future, our hope, who we put our trust in. Why would you talk about anything else? And yet it's still hard for us to bring up Jesus with our friends. So that's why coming on camp, we can kind of nut that out a bit.
Talk about why and how we ought to go about inviting friends and
talking
to friends. And
we're also going to plug a big event, which we hope you will be able to bring your friends along to, called Summerfest.
And there's some exciting news about Extreme Teens, but we'll tell you that on the weekend.
Woo-woo! So we're going to be having a potty live from Jacamp.
Yeah, and we may even do a satellite link up with Scamp.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
It will be.
Yeah, we'll just do the loudspeaker on the phone thing.
That's right.
That'd be good. But every week's a good week to bring a friend to youth group, yeah?
Yeah.
But Summerfest, which is coming up in January, is a heightened period of, man, these things are especially for your friends. So get into it. Be a camp champ. Now, we've got an agenda tonight.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's just got a few things written on it. First of all, shout out to Nick G. Nick G's from the Punk Cast. I think I did a shout out to him last week. He keeps sending fan mail and I forget to print it out. So good on you, Nick. Well done.
Thanks for your fan mail.
And he's on the Central Coast at the moment, so if he's got computer access, he'll be cheering.
Yeah, he'll be listening to it while
on the Central Coast. On the Central Coast. We won't say the suburb. But also a shout out
Where would you go to school is on the Central Coast?
Yamina. I think it might be.
I had friends who went to Yamina. Went to school on the Central Coast. It was pathetic.
Oh, you had school friends that went to Yamina.
School friends who on their schoolies went to Yamina.
Good on them. Well, there's lots of drugs in Yamina.
And they went home to their parents' place for dinner because they couldn't afford to have any food.
That's good.
It was pathetic.
That's good of them. But shout out to... I was at an engagement party a month or two back, and I had this guy walk up to me, a young guy, and And he had that look on his face, and I had that look on my face, thinking, I've got no idea who you are, but I think I'm supposed to know who you are. And he said, Dave Myers? And I'm going, yep. And he's gone, Edward S., Phantom on the potty. And I'm going, oh, Edward S., wow. And really good guy.
Eddie S.
Great guy. Shout out to Eddie S.
Now, we got some fan mail from him a long time ago, didn't we?
Yeah, we've got it a bunch of times. He was a regular commenter and
in the early
fan mailer. But
pre-Renaissance.
He helps run the Christian group at his school.
He's
a good guy. It was good to chat to him. While on the subject of Christian groups at your school, this week we've got a jaywalk coming out, and it's about school. And
school
it'll
days.
Be fun.
School days. Days. You have to be a fool these days.
Yeah. If you can name that quote, be the first comment on this website on ccsyouth.com.
We'll give you a t-shirt.
We will give you a t-shirt.
We've got that many t-shirts, we need to get rid of them. Now, it's November at the moment.
Not just November, but
it's
also...
November. Now, Dave, I know you don't have the manly capacity to
I
grow
do
a
not
moustache.
Have manly capacity. And oh, I grow a moustache.
Yeah. And I have minimal, but I'm trying my hardest. So I've got like a couple of... I don't know if you can see a couple of... there's four hairs there.
I saw them at dinner and...
they're disgusting.
You do not have much more manly capacity than I do.
Yeah.
I think I probably got more, but yours is just a slight bit darker.
That's right.
I think that might be the only difference. So it's Movember. It raises money for something. Are you doing the money thing? You can't just grow a Movember moustache.
I didn't know that...
You're not raising money. It's for men's depression and stuff.
I honestly didn't know that you grow...
Watch the road, watch the road.
I honestly didn't know that you raise money for stuff. I was just doing it.
There's a cause.
Is there really a cause?
There is a cause.
I thought the cause was just to look like a... 80s cricket star.
Okay, no, it's also 90s cricket stars.
Oh, right.
They kept going. And it's to raise money for stuff. You get sponsored. It's like walkathon.
I'm halfway through November.
Yeah, seriously, get sponsorships. But while on the subject of causes...
If you want to sponsor me...
Send it, go to, like...
I'm going to check it out and find out where I have to send the money to. And if not, I'll get depressed sometime in my life. I'll just hold on to the money for that. It's true, I will. And so, and I'll just put in an account for when I get depressed. It's probably not the safest thing.
Do not trust this man.
I'm not going to say something, have an account set aside for when you get depressed.
My brother-in-law...
he's depressed.
Martin Shadwick, lots of you may actually know Martin, but he was showing me on Facebook. Now, there's about three of you youth group kids on Facebook, so you know what
Nathan,
I'm talking about.
Nathan H.
From Greenpoint. Yep, I've been his friend for a couple of days. It's funny when youth group kids ask to be friends, like, they'll have, like, seven friends, and we, like...
How many friends have you got, Dave?
495.
Do you really?
Yep.
I've got 159.
Yep. I know lots of people.
Yeah, you do.
Superficial. But on Facebook, they have the... If you don't know what Facebook is, it's like MySpace, but not quite as ugly and a little bit smarter. But, check it out, facebook.com. You won't really be able to see it unless you've got a username. But,
anyway, sorry.
But they've got these causes.
Yeah.
And basically, you sign up and join the cause, and so it'll say how many members are part of the cause and how much money has been donated.
Mm.
And it's just phenomenal. Like, it would be, like, 257,000 members... $480 has been donated. Like, you're not really on board with the cause if you're not putting your money with it.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's a good link into church and youth group.
Just before we get serious, should I start a cause for Daniel Godden's mental health?
See if you can get some money.
Well, it's part of Movember.
I actually think there's a sense of legitimacy about it. Like, I actually looked at it. You have to, like...
fulfill a cause. Like, becoming a Catholic saint.
Yeah, you couldn't. You couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, anyway. Youth group and church.
No, but there you go. Like, if you're all for the cause of Jesus, and if you want to live for Jesus and love Jesus and trust that he died and rose again for you, and you're on his team, you actually give towards the team and give towards what goes on. And so we don't have giving at youth group. We don't have bags going around. We, like, you pay some money to get in to cover the cost of things.
Yeah.
But if you come into church, which lots of you do either in the morning or night with your families or by yourself, you may only get $10 a week pocket money. But even to work out from that, like,
how
it might be a dollar, it might be $2, it might only be 50 cents.
Yeah.
Start giving. Start getting those habits now. Good call. We don't talk about giving much in this group.
No, maybe we should.
So it's Movember.
It's Movember. What else have we got happening? That's it.
That's pretty much it. There's lots of stuff coming up. Like, we've got camps this weekend.
Yeah.
We've got the week after that, we've got youth group. The week after that, we've got youth group. The week after that, we've got youth group party. Finish the year. We've got carols the night after that.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Daniel moves into a new house that day.
Yeah. The moving party.
The moving party.
Yeah. Giddy up, horsey.
If you want to come along.
Come.
Sucked in, you can't.
Yeah. It's in invite only.
Invite
via
only.
Via Facebook.
Yeah, if you join my course, give me sweet.
Yeah, yeah, we'll,
interesting thing about Facebook, I know we're gonna finish by rambling, I can feel it. But
it's already started.
In the Sydney Morning Herald this week, on Saturday, they had a thing about Facebook, and they were talking about how it's become, you know how people join research? You do research or whatever, you get polled or people call you up on the phone or whatever.
Yep.
Well, Facebook are now selling...
Advertising.
No, not advertising. They're selling, or the applications that you download. So if you download a My Favorite Movie application,
yep,
that application sells on the information you give them,
yep,
to media conglomerates around the world for millions of dollars.
It's pretty dicey.
Yeah. So you've just become a lab rat
themselves
in the pocket of Conrad Black.
And
if you know who Conrad Black is, send us an email to cccu@gmail.com. Awesome. Well, I think that's finishing with Conrad.
Well, just quickly.
Not a camp champ.
I had a bit of a listen to... he's not a camp champ. I had a bit of a listen to the punk cast the other day. I've only heard one episode. They're having a competition.
What is it?
Someone
Let's
at their,
enter the competition.
Yeah, someone at their church, well, like the student minister, is having a baby. And they're having a naming competition for the baby. How good is that?
What are we... Let's do that.
Yeah, we'll call it On the Potty.
And we'll
and everyone,
we'll
go to
punk
cast.
How we go on the punk cast.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's the punk cast. But I was listening to the punk cast and I was thinking, man, they're just yelling and like it's just so annoying listening to this thing.
They yell.
They do that. And I'm thinking, man, I would hate to have to be someone else and listen to On the Potty. I don't think we've got any listeners anymore.
I really enjoy listening to On the Potty.
Yeah, I don't. I do because it's my own voice.
Right. I think we've got better.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But
if you think we've got better, send us an email to cccu@gmail.com. Dave, what's your top five?
Bring it back. Yeah, top five. Hit me!
Okay. Top five...
Not too hard.
Clothing apparel worn by women over 50.
Number five is clip-on earrings.
Yeah.
Some of them are from the culture where it's not right to get your ears pierced.
Yeah.
My mother.
It's a bit risque.
She ended up getting her ears pierced. That was a huge thing in my family.
Wow.
My mum and my two sisters got their ears pierced. Like, my sister's like 15 and 17 or whatever. And mum was like 400. And yeah, so that was a big thing. So number five, clip on earrings.
Uh-huh.
Number four, the chain around the glasses.
Oh, that is classic.
Like, not the wetsuit material thing,
chain. And it hangs down the
It's very librarian.
Yeah.
I think, again, I'm modelling that on my mum. I'd have to say the apple pie sneakers. They bought their sneakers 20 years ago when apple pie was big, plain white, and they're sort of a little bit yellowy now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Again, modelling that on my mother. Number three, so. Number two. Number two. Shoulder pads.
Oh, classic shoulder pads.
Again, my mother is the queen of shoulder pads. The thing is, she probably doesn't wear them much anymore, but she's in her 60s. So when she was 50, for shizzle, she was wearing them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I used to love leaning on them. Good times. Good to cry on. So thanks, Mum.
Thanks for those shoulder pads.
Number one would have to be... I'm sorry, Mum. This
doesn't
is supposed to be modelled on you.
Right.
But this isn't just my mum. I've seen this on Daniel's mum as well. That stonewashed denim with the jeans too high.
Yeah.
Yeah, the jeans that go too high.
Tuck the shirt in.
Oh, no.
Up over the belly.
Oh.
It's awful.
Oh, it's crazily awful. So that's my top five.
Although I'd probably freak out if someone loving hipsters.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Probably against you, Mum.
But there you go. Well, we should wrap up. We're going to have some sweet episodes out over this summer.
Oh.
Summer's coming, and we want you to be getting ready for summer and Summerfest, and be a camp champ.
Be a camp champ.
Be a camp champ. We hope you enjoyed this. I think this is episode number 83.
83.
Well, because we did 10 last week.
We are running home 200.
Yeah, we'll get there by the end of the year. Running Home's a great band.
Nah.
Go to myspace.com/runninghomeband.
Do they do anything these days?
Oh, they've got songs online.
Do they?
Yeah, you've got two
Does
songs.
Does anyone still moderate our MySpace page?
I actually went on the other day, and there's some spam.
Yeah.
So.
Better go on there and fix that up.
There you go.
Or delete the page.
Well, can you just quickly turn the light on?
Sure. I've got Running Home CDs to give away. I've got packets. We're not going to make any money.
Boy, we've only made 15 minutes. How good's that?
Excellent.
We've kept it tight.
And it's felt like it's gone forever.
It's been fun. It's been good.
We haven't got any radio plays. That's why it doesn't take so long.
What's the radio play?
Like Braw Boys. Oh, or
yeah, I get what you mean. How good was the Braw Boys? That lasted a while.
How good was Captain Boaz in its heyday?
In its heyday, back when it was eating hay and it was day, yeah. It was good.
I would like to... I mean, we've said it before, but I honestly... I would enjoy it if someone could...
Rip them out.
Splice all that together.
Yeah, I'm not going to put my hand up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It'd be difficult with all the Jono bits.
Oh, Jono. We have to reshoot those ones.
Oh, it's awful.
There you go.
Anyway...
Well, we might finish with that same track that we started with, hey?
Oh, it sounds good.
How do I...
Age Learning Apple Technology.
Oh, wait, no, what's that one that we... Has this got that song we sing on it?
No. Ooh, that goes in the line. We don't sing anything. One of them?
Wait.
That's a good one. Rejoice was a good one. Yeah, that'll do.
Okay, is it playing? We hope you've enjoyed listening on the potty. Check us out at cccyouth.com. You're listening to a snippet from Chris Tomlin.
This podcast was brought to you by the Australian Government,
Canberra. Vote Liberal. We'll give you a couple more bars. God, be a camp champ. Chris Tomlin, peace out, amigos.